الحافظ الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eaters.com.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. صدق الله العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the ummah with the name Al-Baqi. Al-Baqi in the English language is translated as Allah being the everlasting one. Allah is the everlasting one. There is so much that we can learn from this one. All of them at the back, please. All of you, this entire crew at the back. Right at the back. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. JazakAllah. And there is so much that we can actually learn from this one very beautiful attribute, name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Scholars have mentioned that Al-Baqi means Al-Ibtida'a bila wujud and wala nihayata bila wujud. It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got no beginning and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got no ending. And this is something that we need to accept. This is part of our aqeedah. There are many things in this dunya that we can look at. So for an example, if we look at Jannah, Jannah is also everlasting. Jannah is also everlasting. But it has a beginning point. Allah created Jannah. Jahannam is also everlasting. Allah save us from Jahannam. Amen. But it has a beginning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Jahannam. And so this one very beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to do muraqabah of. We need to really understand this beautiful name. If we look at one verse of the Quran, which is the last verse of Surah Qasas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us His power, His might and His authority. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرٍ. And do not invoke any other God along with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا هُ. There is no God but Allah, but He. And then Allah says, كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَهُ. Everything will perish, will come to an end except for the countenance, except for the face of Allah. As in, except for the Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, Lahul Hukm. It is only Allah who has the authority to judge. He is the one who can judge, nobody else. Wa ilayhi turja'un. And that people, for sure, all of them have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so what we understand is that everything will come to an end. The only Zat that is everlasting is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Generally, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would not praise poetry and poets. But when we look at the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what we find is that on one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam praised one poet whose name is Labid. Labid. And this hadith is narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that what Labid has said is the truth. What Labid has said is the truth. And he said, كُلُّ شَيْءٍ مَا خَلَى اللَّهِ بَاطِلُ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ مَا خَلَى اللَّهِ بَاطِلُ. This is one part of a poetry. And he says that everything in this dunya will perish except for Allah. Except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there are many poets, but here what Labid has said, it is right and it is the only truth. And so mashallah, what we need to understand, we need to internalize this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to do muraqabah of these names. Our akabirin, what they would do is that every day they would select the name of Allah, the attributes of Allah, Asma'ul Husna, and then in the deserts of Africa they would do muraqabah and meditate upon that one name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hours. And they would, subhanallah, ponder and think very deep with regards to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This name Al-Baqi is the cure of the poison that is in the heart, which is intense love of dunya. The heart is poisoned with intense love of this dunya. And this one name, if we can understand, Al-Baqi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is everlasting, then mashallah, insan will be given shifa by this one name only. He will be considered to be as the most intelligent person. And this is how shaitan actually works. Shaitan actually works in that way. That is why a man came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said to him, Ayyun nas khair? O Nabi of Allah, tell us from amongst the people, who has the best life? From amongst the people, who has the best life? Who is considered as a man who has been given a great living? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ilm and kamal and his intelligence, subhanallah. Within seconds he gives an answer. And he says, Man tala umruhu wa hasuna amalu. That person who Allah has blessed with a long life. And so longevity, long life is a ni'mah. It only becomes a ni'mah if the second part is inside. وَحَسُنَ عَمَلُهُ. And in his long life there is this plethora of good deeds. It is filled with good a'mal. He has done so many good deeds. Then the greatest ni'mah that is given to this individual is that Allah Pak has given him a long life. Because in his long life there are so many good a'mal that he has done, good deeds. That person is the most fortunate individual. Most fortunate individual. And shaitan, what he makes us feel and what he will put this picture in front of us, is that the blessings that you are enjoying of this dunya, this will stay with you for a long time. This is the picture that he gives us. It's going to stay with you for a long time. And we know that everything has an expiry date, but still shaitan, he will present things in such a way that you are enjoying this dunya, and you feel that this dunya is exclusively for you, and it will not change, and it will remain forever in this way, and this dunya will be with you all the time. And then he makes you also feel that you are immortal, as if death will not come to you. You are still very, very young. You know, how old are you? 50 years of age, 40 years of age. Oh, bhai, bo young chota mein. Mashallah, you're very... half a century, bhai. What do you mean young? What do you mean young? By 40, we should think it's going downhill now. What is it? At 40, we should be thinking it's downhill. That is the attitude. And so he makes you feel that, you know what, that person has died, that person has died, that person has died, that person has died. You're a young man. You're a young man. You can still enjoy, do a lot of scuba diving. And there's a lot of things left for you in this world, you know. Mashallah, enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Until something happens. Something happens. This is the picture that shaitan puts in front of people. And we forget the reality and the hakikat of this dunya. The Quran gives us this incredible picture of a man that is considered to be one of the most wealthiest individuals that has walked on the face of this earth. You know, nowadays when we talk about wealth, we'll talk about, say, Bill Gates, $75 billion. That is how much money he has. Avisab's looking at me. $75 billion. If you're in India, an Indian man, Mukesh Ambani, we're looking at $18.9 billion. If you're looking at the rich Muslims of this world, Prince Al-Waleed of Saudi Arabia, £18 billion, self-made, very intelligent individual. But what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about all of these very rich billionaires of the time? If you don't have iman, these billions that you have is not even worth equivalent to one wing of a mosquito. Can you imagine that? You put one wing of a fly, one wing of a mosquito here on a scale, and you put 100 billion, trillion, whatever amount on one side, it is of no use. That one wing of a mosquito, not even to one wing, that is the value of this dunya to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing whatsoever. Why? Because Allah is the only one who is al-baqi, the everlasting. Nothing will come with us. This is the muraqabah that we need to do all the time. What is success in life? What is success? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I just remember, subhanallah, that the verse that I read is the last ayat of Surah Qasas, and this ayat is also in Surah Qasas. The wealthiest man, Allah speaks about his wealth. So you can imagine these Ambanis and the Bill Gates are nothing to this man. Nothing whatsoever. Allah says, "Inna Qarun kana min qawmi Musa fabagha alayhim." Qarun was from the family of Musa alayhi salam. And he rebelled. And he rebelled. Some say he was the cousin, some say he was the nephew, but for sure he was connected to Musa alayhi salam. When Musa alayhi salam was given nabuwat, he became very jealous. But the wealth that Allah gave him, Allah speaks about the wealth so that we understand. وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ. Allah does not even say kanz. Kanzun ki jama kunuz. The plural of kanz is kunuz. Allah is saying not one treasure. Many, many treasures were given to him. He had properties everywhere. He had businesses everywhere. He had money stashed in every direction. Everywhere he had money. He was the riches of his time. Very, very wealthy man. And Allah is saying, forget how much money this man has got. Allah Pak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the keys of his treasures, just the keys of his treasures, was difficult to carry by a team of strong men. Ulil quwwa. Now Allah is saying strong, strong people. They could not even lift the keys of the khazana that was given to Qarun. That is the wealth that was given to Qarun. So much wealth in abundance. Subhanallah. Who remembers him today? What is his legacy? What did he leave behind? What did he leave behind? Nothing. Nobody knows him. Where is his grave? Nobody even knows. Where are his palaces? The buildings that he owned? Where is his family? His children, progeny? Unknown. In fact, Allah punished him in such a way that Allah said to the earth, open up, and he was swallowed inside. He was taken inside and the earth took him in alive. The earth took him in alive. This was a punishment given to him. My respected brother, zara soche na insan. And so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us, in this dunya, what shaitan can really do is paint this wonderful picture of this dunya. Wonderful picture, but don't be deceived. Don't think that this is going to stay with you permanently. The thing what you are enjoying will stay with you permanently. Don't think like that. Nothing is going to stay with you permanently. This is the reality of life. Everything will leave you. It will depart. And so stay connected to that Zat whose name is Al-Baqi. If you are going to be connected to Al-Baqi, you will become Baqi. You will also remain. Your A'mal will become everlasting. Your A'mal will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've heard of Alexandra the Great. That is what they say to him. This is the title given to him, Alexandra the Great. It is said that when he had conquered all the different kingdoms, and at a very young age, this man had covered vast areas of this dunya, and he was returning back at home with his huge army. Allah ki shan, in his travel, he fell ill. He became bimar. And he fell ill in such a way that when he would travel, he would have a team of the best doctors and medication that was there. They could not even treat him. And he felt that now death is staring at him in the eyes. Death is staring at him in the eyes. He said to someone who was close to him, my only wish and desire is that I could return back and meet my mom, meet my mother, visit my mom. That is my desire. But even that was not possible. He was so ill that nobody could travel. This entire convoy had to stop because of his illness. And then Ajib, he called his generals and he said to his generals that I have my last three wishes. Last three wishes. Make sure my wishes are carried out. So they said that, what are your last three wishes? He said, number one, when I die, the people who are going to carry my coffin should be the most elite doctors and physicians. They should carry my coffin, nobody else. I want the doctors to carry my body. Khair. Number two, my wish is that where you are going to bury me, from where I am until my grave, I want you to scatter all my wealth that I have, the gold and silver and diamonds, all on the path, on the road, until the grave. And then number three, he said, I want you to take my hands out from the coffin and let it dangle outside like this. Let it dangle outside. I said, okay. One close general that was there said, why have you carried out such wishes, that your last three wishes are like this? He said, I want humanity to learn some lessons which I have learned just now. I want them to learn three lessons which I have learned just now. And he said, number one, no doctor can ever give you shifa. No doctor can ever give you shifa. Shifa comes from who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah wants to give you shifa, you'll have it. No doctor, no physician can actually give you shifa. And he said, number two, I want people to see a young man who had conquered different regions, different parts of the world with so much wealth, huge army, massive army. Everything I have in front of me, but my gold and my silver and my diamonds and my wealth is not to any avail for me. It will not assist me. And then number three, he said, I want people to see that I am departing from this world with empty hands. I came in this world empty and I am leaving this world empty. And this is the reality of life. How true it is, my respected brothers and elders. This is the reality. The most intelligent person, sabse hushyar insan, is that person who understands that the only thing that will come with me is my good deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-baqi. Allah is the one who is everlasting. Everything thereafter will come to an end. That is the meaning of al-baqi, al-baqi. We have a lot of greed inside us. We want this, we want that, we want this, we want that. And sometimes a person can be very, very selfish. And sometimes what happens in that greed, he has disconnected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it can happen to anybody. And so we have to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is al-baqi. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned this very incredible story incident. It is said that Bahlol, he was a majzoob individual. Outwardly, if you saw him, you'd take him to be a very foolish individual. But in reality, he was very intelligent and very wise. He was a hakim, a very pious man. And he would do a lot of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a lonely individual. Harun Rashid would meet him occasionally and would like him to be in his company. It is said that once he met up with Bahlol. And so Harun Rashid said to him, Bahlol, you know, I have my stick here. I am going to give my stick to you as a gift. And this stick that I have, that I carry, is an amanat. I want you to give this gift, the stick that belongs to me, to the king, to someone who is in my kingdom, who you think is the most foolish. Who you think is the most foolish. Batsamayin. So this asa, I want you to give to that person who, according to you, because you are wandering everywhere in the streets in my kingdom, people know you, Bahlol. The ladies knew him, the men folks knew him, the children knew him. He was well known, Bahlol. So give this asa to that person who, to you, you think that he is the most foolish. Bahlol said, no problem. Bahlol took the asa, the amanat of this king. Many years passed by. He still had this amanat. And news was given to him that Harun Rashid, the Khalifa, is very, very ill, confined to his bed. Bahut bimar. So Bahlol came to see him and visit him. He had this access and he went. So they said, Bahlol is here to see you. I said, bring Bahlol here. So Bahlol came. So he said, Hazrat, how are you? How are you feeling? What is the matter? So Harun Rashid said that, Bahlol, what can I say to you? I am planning to take this journey. So Bahlol said, which journey, where are you planning to go? So he said, the hereafter. This journey is where? The hereafter. So Bahlol said, you're going to the hereafter. So have you dispatched an army of people for the logistics on the other side, for in advance to look after you, and how, where you are going to be staying, and to look after you as a king? Have you sent an army there already that are going to be serving you as you reach that section of the hereafter? So Harun Rashid said, Bahlol, Bahlol, you still are a foolish man. This journey is such that nobody comes with you. Nobody comes with you. So Bahlol said, if nobody comes with you, then certainly as a king you must have still made a lot of preparation for this journey, because I have seen you as a king when you travel. You make a lot of preparation to travel. A lot of people are with you when you are traveling. So here you are going to travel and you are going to be alone and nobody is going to come with you. So you must have done some preparation. So Harun Rashid said that, you know, I feel I haven't done much preparation for the hereafter. I haven't done much preparation for the hereafter. When he said this, he says, okay. So he stood up and he went back towards the door. And there he left this amanat of his, a stick, asa. And he got this stick back and he looked at Harun Rashid and he said, Badshah Salamat, do you remember a few years ago you said to me, who is the most foolish in your kingdom? I think that you are the most foolish in your kingdom, that you are departing now to such a journey that you are alone and you are not even prepared for this journey. And so I feel I should give this asa back to you because you are the most foolish. Now, my respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Do you think that Bahlol could have given us that asa? Are we prepared for that journey? Do we understand the meaning of al-baqi, that everything will come to an end except for the zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is everlasting. Al-Badi'. Kullu shayin halikun illa wajha. And how strange is this world, that to get to Jahannam you have to spend money. To get to Jahannam you have to spend. How strange is this dunya. To get to Jahannam you have to still spend money. For gambling you need money. For drinking alcohol you need a lot of money. To take drugs you have to have money. To have this very uncontrolled, flamboyant life, you need to have a lot of money. To party and to go out and enjoy, you need a lot of money. Womanizing, you need a lot of money. So in dunya, if you want to go to Jahannam, you have to have a lot of money and you have to spend a lot of money. But subhanallah, Jannat is free even in this dunya. How merciful is Allah Pak? Zara socha aapne. Jannat is free in this dunya. Namaz is free. Imagine if people had to pay for namaz, entry fee, masjid mein. How many would come? And have you paid? Even if it was one pound, two pounds, you know, we would say, hum to bade kanjoos kisam ke log hai. Oh, Badu, don't you think Masjid Zumar very expensive, eh? They're charging us £1 here, we'll go to that masjid, 50 pence. Yani, hamari aapki soch to kuch aisi hogi. You know, people say, Mauli sahab, you know, Sadqai Fitr, you know, Sadqai Fitr, I'm looking for a very cheap deal. What is it? A very cheap deal, Sadqai Fitr, you know. Is it 2 pounds? Can we make it 150? Can we make it 1 pound? Zareba, itne kanjoos aadmi? You know? And you're getting married to a lady and you say, you know, what is the minimum mahar I can give? Sharam karo bhai, sharam karo. Sharam karo. Kanjoosi ki bhi had honi chahiye. You're getting married to this lady and you are saying, what is the minimum mahar? What do you mean minimum mahar? Give good mahar. What should you do? To your capacity, I'm saying. To your capacity, mashallah. Aadmi shopping karta hai, 100 pounds se le jate. Petrol mein 80, 90 pounds. Joote leta hai, 100 pounds. Sab kuch. And you see, when it comes to deen, subhanallah ilazim. So deen is free, your namaz is free. Fasting in Ramadan is free. Giving zakat is also free. Subhanallah. Reciting the Quran is free. Reading Durood Sharif is free. Coming to the masjid is free. Good akhlaq is free. Subhanallah. 90% of the things that take you to Jannah is free. 99% of the things that will take you to Jahannam you have to pay for. But still people are going towards Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Ameen. Understand my respected brothers and elders. Al-Baqi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only Zat that is everlasting. And if you are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mashallah ta'ala, you have nothing to worry about. There was a young child who said to his father, Abbajan, what is the definition of a very successful life in this dunya? Who would you consider as someone who has been very successful in this dunya? What is success in this dunya? So the father said to him, Beta, you know what, I will answer your question, but in the right time. Father was intelligent. Sometimes you have to answer the question at the right time. So he is asking, what would be considered as success in this dunya, in simple words, a young child. So the father one day said to him, Beta, everybody is playing with their kites. And you have, in many parts of the world, this season where people are out there and playing with their kites, and especially in India, and now whatever India does, and you, Pakistan also wants to copy, you know. And it's quite funny that, you know, when it's Pakistan's Independence Day, we have the Pakistani flag, alhamdulillah, there's nothing wrong, but it's quite shocking, you have a Pakistani flag, but you are listening to Bollywood songs, you know. Yani, tumne ye janda nikala hai. Maghrib ke waqt, asr ke waqt, tumne namaz bhi padhi hai ya nahi? Namaz bhi padhi ya nahi? Allahu Akbar. Allah preserve all of our Muslim countries. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We take great pride in Pakistan. Alhamdulillah. A beautiful country, Muslim country. We take great pride also in Bangladesh, and you know, I'm not going to start mentioning all of the Muslim countries, but all of the Muslim countries we should make dua for. All of the Muslim countries we make dua for. But in many parts of the world now, you will find that there is this craze of kites, patang. People are playing all the time now. And so this father said, Beta, let's go. And so the son said, Abba, I'm happy. So now the winds were also blowing, and the father said, you know, I'm going to let this kite loose and it will go up slowly. And you slowly now let loose the string and it will go higher and higher. So the son was enjoying it, you know, the kite was going higher and higher and higher. He had the string that was attached and every time he would let the string loose, the kite would go higher, 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 higher. Until of course the string that was there came to an end and the kite could not go any higher. So he looked at the father and he says, Abba, you know what, my kite is not going any higher now. So he gave mashwara to his father, Abba, you know what, let's put this kite even higher. I want you to cut the string. I want you to cut the string. There's a very important moral that we can learn from some of these incidents that have happened. So the Abba said, okay, no problem. So Abba actually cut the string. When he cut the string, of course, what happened? For a few minutes, the kite went very, very high. And then, of course, it was out of control. It went in every direction up and then it came down. The kite was completely ripped and it fell towards this unknown location very far away. So the boy was very sad. Very, very sad. He says, Abba, I didn't expect this. I didn't expect this. The father said, I only cut this string to answer your question. You wanted to know what is success in life. What is it? What is success in life? And the father said to him, Beta, there are many people in this world that dream of flying very high and that they feel that we can really progress in our society and we are high flyers. But there are certain restrictions that are there which we don't like. There are certain restrictions which we don't like. There is a hindrance and an obstacle. We feel that we can really fly high. We can become very progressive in life. And we can achieve a lot of things. But because of the restriction that is there, we can't achieve the goal that we want. And that goal that you want and the restriction that comes is in the form of parents. What is it? Sometimes the parents don't allow you to go very far. Sometimes your community, sometimes your brothers, sometimes the family, sometimes the environment that you're in, sometimes the concept of halal and haram in Islam does not allow you to go very far up, very high. And this person is now not thinking about all of these individuals that are like the string holding him. What is it? They are like the string that is holding him. Mother and father and brothers and family and the community is all that string that is holding that kite, that individual. All the well-wishers are a string that is holding him. Beta, you want to do it? Make sure it's in a controlled manner that you go high. In a controlled manner. Listen to us. If you cut off from us, what will happen? You will fall down. You will be a loser. And so what Shaitan wants from us, what Shaitan wants from us, he will present the good people, the people of taqwa, the people who are God-fearing, the parents, the teachers, the good individuals that are like a string to him. And they are presented as if they are a hindrance. What are they? A hindrance to my life and I can achieve great success. And that person is telling me I can do that. That person is calling me. That person is calling me. That person has got his arms open. But we don't see that behind that person there is Shaitan. Behind that woman there is Shaitan. Behind that man there is Shaitan. Behind that man there is Shaitan. Behind that TV advert there is Shaitan. Behind this program there is Shaitan. And they are in open arms telling you, come, 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 come. But they say you can only come when you cut that string. You can only come when you cut that string. And if you cut that string, what happens? Like the kite that came down. You come down. You don't even realize you come down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us.
Amen.
This string is the string that Allah says, وَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ. Hold on to the rope of Allah. What is it? Hold on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is with the Quran, it is with the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this entire group of people who are fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that are all there as well-wishers and telling him everything is in a controlled manner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, my respected brothers, that we understand that the meaning of al-baqi means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one that is ever lasting. And if we follow the commands of Allah and His Rasul, subhanallah, like how Jannah is eternal, inshallah, we as individuals after death will also remain all the time. The death only comes once. Death will only come once. We have to taste that to actually enter into Jannah. Allah Pak, give us all the tawfiq. And so my respected brothers, inshallah, for a few minutes, if you can shut your eyes and do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do muraqabah and think of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran says, Alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyamun wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim. Intelligent people are those who do the zikr of Allah in every posture. So inshallah, in your heart, feel that your heart is calling out the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and understand that Allah is al-baqi. Thori der ke liye khub tawajjuh aur dhyan de dil ki taraf aur dil ko paak saaf kare. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Musalin Allahumma taqabla minna wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk sami'na wa ata'na wa ghufranaka Rabbana wa ilayka al-masir bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.